Good morning. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That is me, Madison Chase. We are in this place. Let's digitally, virtually chat face to face. Today is Wednesday, so you know what that means. Monday through Thursday, we talk health because it truly is your wealth. Friday's favorite brand Friday. Saturday, so you want a healthy relationship. And then Sunday, what fills your soul. Today, I want to talk about something that is often talked about, but never really dissected. Eating clean. Like, what does that actually mean? Stay tuned. We'll hear a word from our sponsor, and then we'll jump right into this conversation. If you want to continue this chat on social media, on Facebook, I'm Official Madison Chase Fitness, and on Instagram and YouTube, Madison Chase Fitness, and then on Twitter, Madison Chase Fit. Let's hear a word from our sponsor, and then let's jump right into it. Thank you so much for listening to Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That is me. I appreciate your support. I appreciate you sharing this on social media, subscribing if you haven't already subscribed, and leaving a 5-star rating, and definitely sharing this podcast with your friends. If you would like to sponsor this podcast, all you have to do is call 213-538-2348. Again, it's 213-538-2348. If you want to continue this conversation on social media, Official Madison Chase Fitness on Facebook, on Instagram and YouTube, Madison Chase Fitness, and then on Twitter, Madison Chase Fit. Thank you again, and let's jump into this episode. Okay, so I have often heard people say, I gotta eat clean. And depending on where you're from, depending on how you grew up, and I've always said, even in my book, Give Me 15, The Epic You in 30 Days, I talk about having worked in pharmaceutical sales for diabetes and hypertension, two of the diseases that affect people of color, mainly African Americans and Hispanic Americans and Latinos. It is a disease that is often linked to our hereditary habits that we pass down. And oftentimes doctors love to say, oh, this disease is hereditary. And the thing that is passed down, especially in the African American community, is actually the things that we eat, especially for the African American community, because we don't necessarily know our history, but we do know how our great grandmother, our grandmother made, fill in the blank, whatever soul food option you want to say. So what does eating clean actually mean? For some people, it means I'm not going to do flour or sugar or dairy products. And for some people, it means I'm not going to eat fast food. So I think in starting a program, right, I always say to people that I work with, do what you could do for the rest of your life. If you can, you know, I know certain people of certain cultures, they only eat one meal a day. And if that's something that you could do, fantastic. But in terms of these things, whether you're detoxing, juicing, and really your body was designed to detox itself. But because of the things in our environment, it is more apparent and more necessary for us to actually detox or try to detox, not necessarily the inside, because your body is designed to do that. That's what your liver is for. That's what your pancreas is for. And oftentimes, someone brought it to my attention, it's also when you get sick, it is actually a way for your body to flush toxins as well. So let's look at what actually is eating clean and how can you do it. So if you look at what was created in terms of what comes from the earth organically, right? So anytime you see things like natural flavors, natural ingredients, if you can't actually pull it from the ground or pick it from the tree, it's not natural. And in terms of if you are not vegan or plant-based and you eat meat, what kind of meat should you be eating? I'm a firm believer, if you are going to eat meat, the best options are the options for meat that is the least amount of processing. So bison, because not a lot of people eat it, I would highly recommend bison because it is a very lean meat. It's a clean meat because it doesn't have the hormones. Not a lot of people are buying bison. Even if you did ground bison, it's better than beef as an alternative. If you're going to do chicken, I would say do chicken where you could actually either go to a farmer's market or go to a market where you know that it does not have hormones. And if you're going to do eggs, do egg whites instead. If you're going to do butter, do ghee. So those are a couple of things that you could do in terms of eating clean. So if you're staying at a grocery store, you shop at a grocery store, one grocery store I could recommend if you're on a budget, definitely looking up the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15, because then you'll get an understanding of what fruits and vegetables should I be buying organically, and the what fruits and vegetables can I buy non-organically. And so, of course, the Dirty Dozen is going to tell you the ones that you need to buy organically. And the Clean 15 are the ones that you don't have to necessarily buy because they actually, like avocados is a good example, because the outside of the avocado, because of the shell or the hull of it, it doesn't necessarily get any kind of pesticides inside of the actual thing that you consume. So that's just one example. So I think it's really important for you to assess, one, where you are and where you want to go, and then what you have to do in between. And so doing these drastic diets or meal plans or exercise plans where you are drastically decreasing your caloric intake is going to help you to lose water weight. So that's why I'm not a fan of juicing, smoothies. If you're not going to be plant-based, then in terms of actually trying plant-based for a particular period of time, whether you're doing something for spiritual reasons, that's fantastic. But again, once you get off of that and you go back to what you normally do, then you are going to eventually gain weight. So if you are consistently going to do the same thing, you may get results. And that also depends too on what kind of muscle fibers you have. And it also depends on, have you drastically slowed your metabolism down because you don't have muscle, because you've done a lot of yo-yo dieting, because you have taken fat burners. That is going to determine where you could actually go and how long it takes you to actually get there. So in terms of assessing where you want to go, realistically, 2 pounds per week is what you should be losing. That's safe weight loss. And drinking water to stay hydrated is also a great way to keep your body moving in terms of getting rid of waste and getting rid of toxins. But it's also a way for your body to function properly in terms of your blood circulating, in terms of how your body is. It's made up of mostly water. So by giving it the thing that it's mostly made of, it is a great mirroring effect for health and wellness overall. So if we're looking at eating clean, here are a couple of tips to really kind of get you started on a program. But certainly I have a program that is coming up in March, and it is basically Know Your Numbers, part one, part two, and part three. And the thing that it actually does in terms of knowing your numbers, it's a great way for you to do it yourself help. Like, how can you really do it yourself, right? So here are a couple of tips for eating clean. Doing real food that either grows from the ground or that you could pick from a tree. Unprocessed and unrefined is the best. Eating more raw plants, fruits, and vegetables. Organic and definitely non-GMO and or gluten-free. Hormone and antibiotic free, definitely food additives, food coloring. If you read the back of it and it's got red number 40, yellow number 5, blue, whatever, any kind of coloring. And if it actually looks like it's got color, like I know people love to have red vines, but red vines has bread number 40, and those are definitely known carcinogens. Less processed junk, fresh is best, definitely as minimal. If you eat meat less, you're doing good. But if you have to have meat, then bison would be my top suggestion in terms of lean meat, and people don't eat it as much. It's not as processed. And natural sweeteners, I say try to do agave or coconut or dates. More plant-based protein, and if you can, avoid endocrine disruptors. And taking fluoride out, and use glass whenever you can instead of plastic or stainless steel. And then always quality over quantity. So thank you guys so much for listening. This is Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That's me. And tomorrow's Thursday, so we'll still be talking about health, because it truly is your wealth. And then on Fridays, we'll talk about my favorite brand. Saturdays, healthy relationships. Sunday, what fills your soul. Thank you so much. And we will chat tomorrow.